This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTI program focused on the horror and sci-fi community.
Warning, warning, this is an official warning. The health service recommends you turn off your radio now. This program is not good for you. It will fry your brain. It will cause lasting insanity.
Oh God!
You have been warned.
Razor blades in my eyes.
We warned you.
Ugh.
Oh my god.
My eyes!
Oh, my ears!
We warned you. We warned you. Oh god, it's too late.
Meow. Meow.
Oh god, someone poke my eardrums out now. I can't handle it any longer.
Welcome.
Gentlemen, I hope you appreciate the situation. Things have gone south. No doubt. Now, whatever you saw or did is no longer my concern. But let's be clear. It won't end well.
You're coming.
Welcome to Sci-Fi and Scream here on Joy 94.9. Thanks to the Sound Museum with the Logies. What a fantastic Logies it was this year too. Like, breaking the boundaries at last. Represent. We had some people of colour finally getting recognised for a golden Logie. That's incredible. So Waleed Ali, all power to you, man. That's just brilliant. And, of course, his fantastic wife. She helps him a lot and his ideas and things like that. So real power couple. Who knows? Maybe they'll run a channel on their own one day. That would be awesome. So, yeah, it's good to see Australian TV catch up. That's good news. Now, that was, I did put a bit of a warning content for the show tonight on the old Facebook, but that was Dead Kennedys with a Nasty Punk Fuck Off, the name of the song from 78. We're doing a bit punk tonight. We're looking at skinhead cinema. It's a little bit different, a little bit culty. Not skinhead in the real nasty racist sense of it, but the early skinhead culture where black and white people actually used to work together and love pop culture together and do some awesome things music-wise, but also looking at a film that looks at that content itself. It's called Green Room, and it's out. It's a film by Jeremy Saulnier. And, I was very fortunate to see it late last week, so I'll be chatting more about that later on. It also is quite a departure for one of the actors in it, who plays an amazing Nazi character, and that is it's just amazing that Patrick Stewart stars as Darcy, and he, without giving away too much, he's not a particularly nice chap. He's a redneck of the worst type, a Nazi redneck in America. And, he's certainly not the Picard that we know in the Star Trek universe, for sure. So I think it's a career change for him. But more about that later on. Now, last week we had some great guests in the studio as well. Yes, it's part of the Next Wave Festival for 2016. And it's called Ground Control by Rachel Perks and Bridget Balotis. Now, they were both in the studio last week, if you tuned in. It's a great feminist sci-fi adventure comedy live performance. An intergalactic voyager is being launched across the universe by a humanity that is desperate to find Earth 2.0. And it's a female voyager or a cosmonaut or astronaut. And so it's looking from a perspective, a woman's perspective. So it's a very interesting take on that sort of thing. And piece of work, play, that is made by women about women. So good on Rachel Perks and Bridget Balotis for doing that. You can hashtag Ground Control NW or hashtag Next Wave 16. And just think, cyberfeminism, if that means anything to you. I'm sure it will. Also tonight, because it's a bit of a hostage type of movie, Green Room, without spoiling it too much, but we will be talking about some nasty content, just a warning there again. I'm also going to look at hostage films. Films where people have either taken hostages or have been held hostage. You can let me know your favourite fictional hostage movie or TV show. Easy. 0427. Joy949, that's the SMS, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. And in the background, you can hear the new soundtrack for Green Room. It's quite an amazing looking film, and that's by Brooke Blair and Will Blair. They're a couple that do some great soundtrack, sound scoring, and instrumental work for this film, which is a bit of a quiet one, but it did very well at Sundance, so the festival in January this year, so I think it's going to take off quite well. Of course, it's only going to be at a few select cinemas, so if you get a chance to see it in Melbourne, just we'll put it on the Facebook page of Sci-Fi and Squeam of where you can go. Yes. Now, I do another show called Broad, and I'm plugging away a week in advance, but no, seriously, last night, 9 o'clock, we had the show, and we had, because sometimes in the past for the old Sci-Fi and Squeam, we've looked at video games and video games culture. Now, of course, there's another show that does a lot more than I do on Saturday at 3 p.m. But Game Changers was the book that we talked about yesterday evening by Alina van Deventer and Dan Golding. Now, it's From Minecraft to Misogyny, The Fight for the Future of Video Games. So it's a really interesting book. It's got a lot of feminist aspects in it, but also looking at what is going on online about harassment and video games, mainstream and not so mainstream. What's happening in games culture? What is going on with these trolls and this climate of fear and abuse that has been built? Is it just a boys' club industry? You can find out more with this fabulous book. So it's out there now for our community, and I'm sure a lot of people will be able to dig that one. So we had Alina on the show last night on Broad. We'll be podcasting that. Well, I will be later on. A lot going on. There's a lot happening here on Joy 94.9. So stick around and stay with us on Sci-Fi and Squeam. Now let us know if you have also seen the new Captain America, because I have to confess I haven't. Now, I know that's pretty bad. Oops. But if you've seen it, let me know what you think of it. This is Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Kia ora, this is Taika Waititi and you are listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94. Is there a dot in there?
Yes,
just
point.
94.9. Kia ora, this is Taika Waititi. Stuntman, actor, director, lover, friend, confidant, shoulder to cry on. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Felt that, you know, it doesn't matter who you fall in love with.
Basic human rights should apply to all people, including gay people.
Hi, I'm Emma Caulfield.
And I'm Amber Benson.
And you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Let it go.
A message to you, Mama. Skinny.
yes. Sci-Fi and Scream here on Joy 94.9, talking about, of course, some of the more sort of alarming films, I guess, that have been coming out in recent times. And Green Room is one of them. And that's Skinhead. That was Desmond Reilly. He's one of the original Skinhead sort of bands that he was involved in from Jamaica, of course, because back in the day when Skinhead culture was first around in 1969, it all changed after that, but it was for all people, all races, and was very ethnically diverse. But thanks to capitalism and Thatcherism and right-wing conservatism and the economy going under in the UK, things went from bad to worse to completely bitter-tasting and sour. Yes, so unfortunately fascism rose up and spread its little filthy wings over Europe and in America. And that's where Green Room is a little bit different. It's not set in UK. It's actually a Skinhead type of film of the worst variety, Skinhead, set in the US. So there's a Nazi element to this film. And it's a pretty interesting film because of that. It has a lot of horror and definitely incredibly violent scenes. So just a warning about that if you do see this film. It's 2015 American horror thriller film written and directed by Jeremy Saulnier. It stars the wonderful Anton Yelchin. You probably know him from the Star Trek verse, the new films. Imogene Poots, of course, from 28 Weeks Later, follow-up sequel to 28 Days Later. Alia Shawkat, she's appeared in Girls and other TV phenomena, and also she was in Sebastian Silva's fabulous Nasty Baby, a queer thriller horror film that came out last year. And one and only, the one and only, Patrick Stewart playing a Nazi. It's pretty scary. He's like the head honcho of a team of Nazis. And the plot sort of follows this punk band who find themselves at the mercy of a group of neo-Nazi skinheads after witnessing a murder at a remote club in the Pacific Northwest. So yeah, it's sort of like, could be Portland, could be Oregon, you know, something like that. And they find themselves out in the backwaters, of course, playing in this windowless building. It looks like an old refinery of some sort. And it's been converted into a stage and a huge room where they play punk music because they are a punk band, of course. What makes them a bit different is they've got a woman who's a co-lead singer. And these guys, well, they're not skinheads. They're not Nazis by any means, as it turns out. Interesting film. Look, the music was actually great, and they did play that Dead Kennedys punks, you know, Nasty Punks Fuck Off. They did play that. A great cover, which caused a bit of an alarm to go off, and some of the Nazis in the actual room start to throw, you know, the usual bottles and cans and so on at the band. This film, I think, is refreshingly different for this type of genre simply because it does have a strong political edge to it, possibly more political than we've seen in an American-produced film of this nature. Yes, it's the hostage, held hostage, captive type of genre. It's like home invasion if you were trying to do the opposite, trying to get the hell out. And that's exactly what this band are trying to do. Get the hell out. Because it's not fun being held by Nazis who are pointing guns at you. That's true. So what happens is something dark and nasty does occur. They witness it and all the shit hits the fan. So they end up being stuck in this place out of God knows where. And of course, their adrenaline kicks off. The usual kind of tropes are there, trying to escape, trying to use psychological means to do that, tricks and all sorts of things, and the violence ensues. This is a bloody film. Please don't imagine for one minute that this is going to be a smooth ride. It's not. But at the same time, it's a very, like I said, a strong political message, but also has a twist and turn in it. I'm not going to give that away. It wouldn't be worth going to see otherwise. But a great cast. Imogene Poots, apart from looking the part as a skinhead girl, she's got the boots, she's got the Dr. Martens, she's got the bomber jacket. She looks, you know, she looks the great part of it. But there's a twist, okay? It's not all what it seems. Is she a Nazi? You can figure that out for yourself. Whereas in the opposing female figure in it is, of course, the wonderful Alia Shawkat, who plays Sam, and she's the lead singer female. And she's got a DK t-shirt, in other words, Dead Kennedys. And for sure, Bello Jaffra, the Dead Kennedys were totally anti-fascist. That is a historical fact. So there's a real melodrama here of obviously more left-wing leaning kids who are the punk band, caught up in a mess, and a hot mess of sticky Nazi nastiness in the middle of nowhere. I think it's interesting that it's probably set in Oregon, because we had those rednecks recently in real life holding themselves up loaded with guns to fight the local government and express themselves. And that does tend to happen with cults in America, as we all know. So is this a cult movie? It's kind of a cult movie, as in, I guess, neo-Nazism is a cult that certainly is disgusting and we don't want to have any part of it. But also it's got those cult elements for a film. So it has a low budget. That always helps. It's got some up-and-coming, grindy, gritty sort of acting and stars in it, new stars that are there, you know, ferment is going to shine soon. And, of course, it has an elder star who wants to try something a little bit different. And that's, yeah, that's exactly what we see in this film, Green Room. Now, I don't know why it's called Green Room, because... well, maybe it's because of the room they have to wait in. The band room where they change and get ready and keep their amps and smoke their cigarettes or whatever, I guess is the green room. So I suppose you have to call the film something. But it certainly is an idea and a concept that will stick with you. Like I said, it's got violent grittiness, a fabulous soundtrack. It's got some great performances as well. Casey Brown is a knockout as the drummer. And... what's interesting is the take on some of the neo-Nazis. Some of the neo-skinheads are actually not totally unlikable. One of them in particular, I'm not going to spoil it, but one of them in particular seems to have a heart and soul. But there you are. Not too overdone. And certainly this is not glamorizing that type of culture. Not at all. What the director thinks and why he made this film, well, it would be nice to talk to him to find out. But it is a, you know, a film that's pretty unique in its setting and using that political aspect. And I guess for what's going on in the United States at the moment, that's probably not far from the truth. It is getting a bit scary. For those who turn up to Trump events and you're not a fascist, well, this could be the film that will put you on your edge. Apparently, it is making people sick, according to theguardian.com/film. There's an article there I've read today, and it says that people have actually been feeling quite sick. Somebody actually stopped breathing while watching it, and there's been a few medical emergencies during screenings of the film, so that's interesting. Apparently, Patrick Stewart was also so unsettled, as far as the script goes, he stopped after 30 pages to ensure that all the windows and doors were locked, and poured himself a very large drink, something alcoholic, I presume. So, yes, the director likes upsetting people. I think he certainly has. It's a tight, vicious little movie. It has no holds barred. It's an interesting take on the hostage genre and the cult genre. And I think it's going to do really well. So far, so good. So if you want to sit in your seat and be taunted, feel, you know, queasy and uneasy, and be rooting for the band, well, this is the movie for you. I'm giving Green Room by Jeremy Saulnier. I'm giving this, with Patrick Stewart playing a real dodgy bastard, let's face it, I'm giving this a 7 out of 10. Worth a gander. And it's out this Thursday, May the 12th, and around as many cinemas, hopefully, you can get. A tiny budget. Very small budget when they made this film. Amazing, actually. It only cost $5 million to make, and already it's made $2.1 million at box offices in the US, where it's already been released. So it's looking very promising. It's distributed by A24 Films and Film Science and Broad Green Pictures. Cinematography by Sean Porter. He's really got the ambience and the feel for the film, for sure. Music by, as I mentioned, Brooke Blair and Will Blair. Obviously got a love for skinhead music and music of that era. And produced by Neil Kopp, Victor Mores and Anish Savanji. Written by Jeremy Solnit, the director. Stars Anton Yelchin, Imogene Poots, Alia Shawkat, Joe Cole, Callum Turner, and the wonderful Patrick Stewart. And yes, there's a couple of nasty dogs in there too, and it's quite a sweet scene involving one, but a not so sweet scene too. Enough of me talking about Green Room. This is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Hang around as we uncover hostage movies. Only on Joy 94.9.
Are we gonna have a problem? You got a bone to pick? You've come so far. Why now are you pulling on my dick? Ugh, what's your damage, Heather? Listen up, biatches. If you want to see Queen Bee Heather Chandler get what's coming to her, head to Arts Centre Melbourne for Heather's the Musical, playing May 11th to May 22nd. It's the most hilariously homicidal show of 2016. Book at artscentremelbourne.com.au. It'll be so very... Joy sponsor.
Hi, this is Bobcat Goldthwait, and here I am appearing. Well, I'm actually, you're listening to me here only on Sci-Fi and Scream, and that's on Joy 94.9.
4,200 square feet, four floors.
Hardwood floors throughout, as many as six working fireplaces.
Oh my God, it's huge.
Yes, I don't know if you have live-in help.
No, it's just the two of us. That's strange.
What?
Is this room smaller than it should be?
You're the first person to notice. No one from our office had the slightest idea. It's called a panic room.
What?
A safe room. Castle keep in medieval times. Four concrete walls, buried phone line not connected to the house's main line. You have your own ventilation system and a bank of surveillance monitors that covers nearly every corner of the house.
What's to keep someone from prying open the door?
Steel. Very thick steel.
My room. Definitely my room.
It's disgusting how much I love you.
Tell me about it.
Something shocking in your ear every Tuesday night at 10 on Joy 94.9. Join us.
Up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me
Israelite,
sir. Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Choices ago, I don't want to end up like Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, the Israelite.
After I sound, there must be a call. Catch me in the farm, you sound your alarm.
Oh, the Israelite.
Yes, the Israelites. That is, of course, Desmond Dekker. And the gang there are just a little bit of traditional skinhead music or rude boy music or whatever you call it, dance hall, ska. It's a mixture of things. The days before it became a racist hot mess, sad as the case is. And we talked about Green Room here on Sci-Fi and Scream. Green Room, a film by Jeremy Solnier. And looking at the hostage, it's a new take on the whole concept of hostage. We had a fabulous message too, which I almost forgot to read out. Sorry about that. It's from Melina, and Melina mentions a culty type of film that, yes, I've actually seen myself. Not so much hostage as an obvious hostage, but I suppose hostage of the mind and the psychology. It's called Brotherhood from 2009, and it was a Danish film actually, pretty much about the Nazis and from a Danish perspective. Also incredibly homophobic, a lot of racism and practice of gay bashing, of course, a neo-Nazi group. Yes, not the greatest film, but look, I mean, not the greatest as in the content is pretty difficult to stomach. It's very violent, very nauseating, a lot of queer exploitation and a lot of queer hate in it, hate of queers, I should say. Very interesting film, Brotherhood. So something to definitely watch, I think. You probably, it's been on SBS and certainly it's in the European foreign film section, of course. And it's by, of course, Rasmus Birch and Nicola Donato. Written and directed by Donato and produced by Per Holst. It's 2009, Denmark, yes. So bringing up their past a bit there, as a lot of, sadly, a lot of those countries were complicit in supporting Nazism. That is a shame. But look, Green Room takes it to the next step. It's in America, where it is set, and pretty much talks about escaping, and I guess the metaphors are there, to trying to escape the terrible grip, the nasty Nazi grip that seems to be pervasive now in the United States in some quarters. It is sad to see, and I think this film is a bit of a metaphor about that. The context seems quite apparent, in fact, fairly blatant. Now, I was playing a trailer from a golden oldie when it comes to hostage films, and that is David Fincher's Panic Room, of course, way back in 2002. I loved it. I wasn't sure then because, you know, even though I look at Jodie, the wonderful Jodie Foster, my favourite, she'd had a bit of a lean time, I suppose, film-wise, but she came back with a vengeance with this film, and vengeance is what it's pretty much all about. So again, it's a hostage type of movie held in captivity. And for women, this is quite a trigger point type of film. Certainly was for me, or many women that I know who saw the film did feel that way. But the interesting thing is it's done with such a wonderful feeling of, yeah, sisterhood and just fighting back. It certainly is a film to watch. If you've never seen it, you should definitely try to locate that. I recommend it. And it was after he did Fight Club, of course, soon after that. So it was very similar with the violence, but certainly, I guess, a more female aspect, which is about time, really. We need to see more of that. It also had the wonderful Forest Whitaker, who we will see soon in Rogue One. Can't wait for that. And Forest Whitaker is joined by Jared Leto and Dwight Yoakam. That's right, the country singer was also in it. Bad eggs they are too. Bad eggs. Now, look, it had a huge grossing, and it's done over 96.4 million already in all that time. Pretty good for a hostage film, possibly one of the biggest hostage films of all time. But what's your favourite? Do you have one? Do you like to be held captive? Let me know, 0427 joy949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au as well. Now, looking at some of the other awesome sort of hostage films, it is a genre that usually the boys are in charge of. So when Panic Room came along, it was great to see a woman fighting back. But when it comes to other types of diversity and inclusion, you can't go past the same year, actually, 2002, John Q. That's right, Denzel Washington, John Q. Now, this is a desperate man. It's very political, this film. It shows what, I guess, the Bush era, Bush number two, what had happened to America and how, yeah, things are starting to really disintegrate. Infrastructure is falling apart. Of course, the man is desperate. He's lost his job. His insurance company won't pay out for his son's heart transplant operation. It's a very sentimental tale about that type of thing. But instead of it being a Will Smith version of it, which would have been much happier, I'm sure, this is Denzel doing what he does so well. The man apart, the man alone, and a black man standing up for himself against the establishment. And this film, John Q, you know, it could be Malcolm X, but it's not. It's John Q. And it's really a big take on the whole, I guess, the disaster that at the time is the American healthcare system. So it's again, a man standing up. He's taking other people hostage. In this case, he's the hero, not, I guess, not the anti-hero protagonist. He's actually quite a powerful, sentimental and empathetic kind of character. That's what makes a difference there, I presume. Yeah, people would say, yeah, it's a bit of a twist on the whole idea. And once again, I think during the early 2000s, we saw a lot of this when it came to captive films. We saw people taken hostage, but also people who were taking hostages with a more sympathetic light. I don't know. What do you think? If you do have a favourite, let me know. Easy to do. 0427 JOY949. Now, I do have another one, of course. When we're looking at classics, of course, you can't go past the Die Hard series. That's great, but is that just an action film, or would you call that a classic cult genre hostage film? Probably not. But one that I do always go back to, and that's including both versions, and that's 1997's, of course, Funny Games, and the 2007 Funny Games. Yep, don't be confused. What happened was Austrian filmmaker director Michael Haneke made his version, the 1997 Austrian version of it, and then made basically scene to scene exactly the same, a replicant, but with an American culture background and an American cast in America in 2007, starring the wonderful Naomi Watts, Tim Roth doing what he always does best, the fabulous Michael Pitt and Brady Corbett. Now, the English version, not the Austrian version, is something that, look, I liked it, but I did think to myself, why are we repeating this? Not sure. But again, it's a bit about the hostage, but it's about the characters who are held captive. In this case, in this situation, if you haven't seen the film, I'm spoiling it for you now, it fails. Everything fails. They can't fight back. They are in a position where they cannot do anything about it. These two young men have taken them captive, held them in their own home, their own nice white middle-class home, and there's not a lot they can do about it. So we've gone from, look, 2002, the early 2000s, where we're fighting back, we're held hostage, to something where there is no fight back, there's no opportunities or even grace at any stage. It's incredibly violent. It put me off golf clubs for life, and you need to see the film to get what I mean. But at the same time, I went for the original. Go for the originals if you ever can. Michael Haneke is a gifted Austrian filmmaker, and yes, he does a lot of depressing content, certainly. All right, this is Sci-Fi and Scream, looking at and holding you captive, I hope, here on Joy 94.9.
This is Dante Bosco, the one-time leader of the Lost Boys and the Prince of the Fire Nation, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
All right. Let's just see what happens. I mean, that's what this is all about, right?
With high energy bills, there's some people beginning to feel pinched.
Hey! What the hell are you doing?
What's it look like?
Wait a minute, that's my car.
That's not what the bank
says. Come on, that's my car. Come on.
Yeah, try paying your bill.
You want them to throw us out on the street? I'm down to 20 hours at the plant. They're shipping off all the damn jobs to Mexico. You tell me, what do you want me to do?
It's fine. All right, it's fine.
Ronnie Coleman, Mr. Olympia, 2-year running.
All right, I got a good one.
If I ever see a girl, then you...
Run, 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 run
Please, somebody. Okay,
all right, calm down.
Stop breathing. Stop breathing.
We love you, son.
Yeah, we've recently switched carriers from a PPO to an HMO. Unfortunately, there are some restrictions.
Now you're telling me that I'm not fully covered, even though I got a policy that says I am.
Hello.
They are releasing Mike this morning.
Wait, all right, baby. Wait a minute. Hold on. No, they're not going to send them home, Mike. I gave them money yesterday.
Now you need to do something. Do you hear me? Do something.
It says it. Hospital does over 300 heart surgeries a year.
That's $75 million worth of heart surgeries, and you're telling me you can't do one for me in good faith. Not one.
Everybody, get out! Turner, get out! Sit on your hands! Put your hands under your butt! Don't anybody move!
Now, this is what I want, and if I don't get it, there's gonna be some dead bodies on your hands in there. You understand me?
Put the gun down, John!
You're not hearing me, Frank! My son is sick! That's it! There's nothing else! And I'll do whatever I gotta do for him to live.
So what are you gonna do? You gonna shoot me if I don't operate?
No.
I'm gonna kill myself.
He needs a donor. Somebody's gotta die in order for him to live. I'm his father, it's me.
Black skin. Yeah, Sci-Fi and Squeam here on Joy 94.9, and we're holding you captive, held hostage on Joy 94.9. We look at that genre of captivity, and in captivity we had the one and only song from Syl Johnson, Is It Because I'm Black? And I thought that went well with the John Q. We talked about the Denzel Washington movie from 2002, and looking at that as a hostage movie with a twist. I know it's an American movie, and hey, you know, but Americans do like to use metaphors, and they do like to reflect their culture pretty blatantly when they do it. And when it's done well, John Q, not too bad indeed. It's about the man standing up and fighting against the man, so to speak. Now, off air, I was looking at hostage films that involve children or offspring, or those sired by someone who's obviously a threat to the status quo somewhere. And of course, those children's must be napped. Now, one of them is called Whisper. Now, not many people know about this one. It came out in 2007, a little darling of a film, actually. A little bit on the twisted side where the child seeks revenge and payback time in an interesting mind control way. Hence the name of the film, Whisper. Sinister things begin happening to kidnappers who hold a young boy for ransom in a remote cabin. You see, watch out for the children, because when children are naughty and they behave badly, bad things can happen if you treat them bad. Treat them wrong, things can happen. Alice Creed's another one a bit like that. The disappearance of Alice Creed can be pretty much like that. A rich man's daughter, she's held captive. It's an abandoned apartment, of course. And two former convicts, prisoners who have abducted her, hold her to ransom in exchange for their father's money. So there's a payback there. And the people holding her hostage, of course, aren't particularly likable whatsoever. But again, it's a great suspenseful film. Has a fabulous cast with Gemma Arterton in it. I mean, she's just awesome. If you get a chance to see her in anything, make sure you do. I'm trying to think of the film that I'm talking about, but I've completely forgotten. All right, good one, Sonia, you're on air. Yes, and we also had a couple of messages, so very good of you to message in. We had another one from Melina, actually. Thank you so much for sending in. She talked about Brotherhood, which is a movie that she recommended as far as a cult type of film with a neo-Nazi aspect to it. And she says that she, the main reason that she thought the film was interesting is it had a really interesting gay scene where two gay neo-Nazis kiss. And of course, that's a very complex thing in that particular realm. It's a unique twist to the film, she says, especially the last scene, which was terrific. Look, thank you so much, Melina. Cheers for that. If anyone else has a message, we've still got a few minutes to go. 0427 Joy 949, or you can email on air at joy.org.au. We also had a message from someone far off, far, far away in another galaxy called Japan. And yes, he's loving his Claytox is watching the Japanese box. Good for you, whatever that means. He says, hello, Squeamer and friends, saying hi from Japan. That's the wonderful Claytox. And Clayton, of course, helps me out on Sci-Fi and Squeam now and again. And when he does, it's always a lot of fun. So thanks, mate. You're awesome. He also edits the podcast and has left me to do all of that for the next couple of weeks. I'm furious. Maybe I'll hold him captive when he gets back. Mm-hmm. And Melina also sent me something which was really interesting. Looking at punk culture, because we did touch on that just a little tonight, and it's a bit of a look back in the day. Basically, never mind the bus pass, punks look back at their wildest days. It's from The Guardian, so I might put that up on Facebook. That's pretty awesome. And yeah, there was Rock Against Racism. There was all sorts of fantastic anti-racist you know, things that were happening during that time, because yeah, it was really trouble and strife. There was a lot of nasty neo-Nazi culture, and it was getting way too much attention and probably too much financing from right-wing areas. So it was good to see that flow going the other way, where people were standing up against it, and that's always a good thing. All right, Sci-Fi and Squeam, you've got a couple more minutes to tell me what your favourites are when it comes to being a hostage. This is Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Connor from Astron 6. I'm turning it over to Matt. I want him to say the station drop. Matt, let's hear it.
Hey, this is Matt. This is 94.9, Sci-Fi and Squeam.
It's a real nice day out there,
it's
guys,
a beautiful
in Australia.
Morning.
It is plus 16 degrees Celsius, and that is plus 45 Fahrenheit.
Don't need to
in the US
show.
Of A, where we're not from.
We'll go forever until you cut us
off. This is Sonia on Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Thank you very much, Clayton. Claytox has come to the rescue. He is in captivity in Japan right now, and he says to me, I think you mean Byzantium with Gemma Arterton. I do. What an awesome bloody movie that is. I mean to say, you want your vampires? You want your woman vampires. You've got to see Byzantium with the wonderful Saoirse Ronan. Don't know how to say her name properly, but I tried the Celtic version. It just came out of my mouth funny. Speaking of coming out of my mouth funny, I forgot Cape Fear, of course. Which version? Well, I'm going for the Scorsese 1991 version. A convicted rapist, a nasty piece of work, Robert De Niro, holds up the beautiful Jessica Lange and Juliet, a very young Juliet Lewis with Nick Nolte as dad. It's 128 minutes of hell, tattoos, cuts, bites, screams, and captivity, which is what we like. Fictionally, of course. So that's another one. Saw. How could I forget that? I got a message saying, what about the Saw franchise? What about it? Well, hey, you're right. It is a hostage captivity movie, and it's certainly culty, and it's since 2004, it's been scaring the hell out of people, and certainly don't chain yourself up to the wall unless you know them first. If you know their first name, it helps. Second name, even better. Two strangers wake up in a room. We know how it happens, but if you haven't seen it, please do try and contain yourself. There's been a lot of these films, but hey, the original is always good from 2004. And of course, done by Aussie's own James Wan. Lovely. And it also has Lee Van Al, also an Australian. I've also got, yes, we've talked about Panic Room, Cradle to the Grave, fabulous African-American captive hostage film, kidnaps, adoring kidnaps with a jewel thief's daughter. And yeah, he steals a prize, Black Diamond, he certainly do. And it's payback time for that. It has Jet Li and DMX in it. That is awesome. All right, what we do have coming up next is Colin. He's taking you backstage, that's for sure. A little bit of Broadway. You've been listening to Sci-Fi and Scream. Next week, it's our Taika Waititi special. So thanks for listening to us here on Joy. Good night.
Hi, this is Essie Davis from The Babadook, and you are listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Check out joy.org.au/sci-fi-and-scream for more.
Oh no, I've missed Sci-Fi and Scream. What am I gonna do?
Don't worry. You can catch Sci-Fi and Scream on our podcast every week. Just look us up on the Joy site, joy.org.au/sci-fi-and-scream.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.